I get older, losing my hair many years from now. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
We are living longer. It's good news if you like the taste of birthday cake and you're inclined to look forward to a letter from the Queen or perhaps a future king on your 100th birthday.
I could stay with you.
It's perhaps not such good news if you're responsible for working out who pays for us all to be kept safe and healthy when we're of vintage age. In Staffordshire, that's part of the job description of this man.
There has to be an honest conversation between citizens and citizens and the state about what the state can actually do.
Councillor Philip Atkins is the leader of Staffordshire County Council. He's also a Conservative. His authority is proposing the council tax bill for people living in the creative county goes up by 5p in every pound.
We shall scrim and save.
The 4.9% rise isn't all their own idea. The UK government has told local councils they can increase the tax by up to 3% to cover the mounting cost of social care.
It's quite right that we do a little bit more for ourselves and our communities, and yes, pay a little bit more, but that's to protect those people in Staffordshire, those frail elderly, the vulnerable children who need our help the most.
Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore.
So what will this mean for your bank balance if you live in Staffordshire? Let's take an average property, a Band D. People living there will pay around £1,142 a year. That's an addition to the normal bill of around £50 a year, which rolls off the tongue much easier if you phrase it as £1 a week. It's not a done deal yet, though. The Cabinet members of the Council will debate plans next week and the whole Council will get a vote on it next month. If they approve it, the extra 5% will land on your bill from April. And if you happen to celebrate your birthday between now and then, many happy returns.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?